The Science Festival of the Capital Region is taking place this weekend, November 7th through the 9th. You can discover wall-to-wall science with more than 45 presenters from throughout the Capital Region and explore nanotechnology, robotics, natural sciences, chemistry, astronomy, and more with MySci, Girls Inc., Eureka Girls, the Adirondack Museum, Dudley Observatory, Time Warner Cable, Quirky, National Grid, NanoLink, San Francisco's Exploratorium, Scotia Glenville Children's Museum, WMHT, and others. Although it's hard to believe there are others. I've named a lot. Here to tell us more are William Mack Suddeth, MySci's Executive Director, Heidi Newberg, Professor of Physics, Applied Physics and Astronomy at RPI, and Board President at Dudley Observatory, and Allison Smith, Eureka Girls Coordinator and Girls Incorporated of the Greater Capital Region. Allison, Heidi, Mac, thank you very much for being with us.
It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Very nice to have you with us. Mac, give us a sense of how this all came to be.
Well, Joe, one of the things was when I first came to the area a couple of years ago, I realized how rich we were in organizations that do STEM for families and children. And I thought it would really be neat to get them all together in one place, because we just have that rich resource.
Right.
And so we sought out partners. We did a prototype testing of this science festival last year with Super Science Weekend, and then we got a Sloan Foundation grant to start the Science Festival of the Capital Region. This is officially the first one. And Dudley Observatory and Girls Inc. are some of our longtime partners that we really enjoy working with. But we have over 45 partners that will be presenting for the 3 days at MySci.
That's really impressive.
Well, it's impressive of the richness of the resources in the area.
And so how do you focus something like that when you have such a broad subject and so many resources to draw from?
Well, like I said, the first thing that intrigued me was to get them together all in one place so people could sort of sample those resources and make their own choices about which ones that they wanted to take advantage of. But science is an important, you know, broad field, and we're trying to represent every aspect of it, from Professor Newberg's lecture on dark energy all the way to just walking in and seeing a cow's eye dissection.
A cow's eye dissection.
Yes.
What is that bias? What do we learn from that experience of dissecting a cow's eye?
I think a lot of people don't realize how the eye works, and it's a really great, it grabs young kids a lot. They sort of like the yuck factor, but we emphasize a lot of hands-on, experiential kind of learning. And that's if you haven't had the experience of helping to dissect a cow's eye, this is your opportunity.
You know, oddly, I've never had that experience.
Well, you'll have to come visit.
Feels deficient in some way. Heidi Newberg, as I mentioned, is Professor of Physics, Applied Physics, and Astronomy at RPI, as well as Board President of Dudley Observatory. And Mac mentioned that you'll be speaking. Give us a sense of your message and what you'll be talking about.
So I, as a graduate student, had the honor of starting on a project that became the Supernova Cosmology Project, and discovered that the universe is not only getting bigger with time, it's also getting bigger faster and faster and faster. And the term that has come to describe that phenomenon is called dark energy. And so I'm going to describe what dark energy is, but I'm also going to talk about the process of science and what goes into making that discovery. And I'm even going to tell people how you win a Nobel Prize, because I got to see that firsthand.
Yeah. So, drop that in conversation. Yeah. Oh, and by the way.
Oh, yeah, and I have pictures from the ceremony because I get to go as part of the team to Stockholm. So I have pictures.
But I mean, all kidding aside, there's no like, this is how you win a Nobel Prize, right?
No, but you know, I come from a group that is a lineage of Nobel Prize winners. My advisor was did not win a Nobel Prize, but the other person in the group, Saul Perlmutter, did. And my advisor's advisor was a Nobel laureate, and his advisor was a Nobel laureate. And so being part of that group, I think that I got a training in what kinds of things you think about to become Nobel Prize winners. I mean, there are people who are really, that's what they are trying to do. They go after that.
It is, you go after it, and with that comes, you're not only doing something, but you're doing something that is good, right? You're doing something that is for the betterment of us.
I think that, scientists in general go for the betterment of us. I think a Nobel Prize is a little bit different. You're going for seeking knowledge that is transformative. It's also good work to do science that just moves the ball forward. But the Nobel Prizes are given for people who don't just move the ball forward. You know, they make that long, what do they call those long passes in football?
Yeah, yeah. The Hail Mary?
The Hail Mary. It's a Hail Mary. And that's a whole different ball game.
It's fascinating stuff. And your lecture will be when?
On Friday evening. Was it 7 o'clock, Mac?
Friday evening at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay.
And after that, the Albany area amateur astronomers will have a star party outside of MySci. There'll be a lot of telescopes, and you can come see the stars after having talked about cosmology. There's a chance to get some experience with the stars, and if it should be raining, we'll take you into the planetarium and show you the stars.
Cool. Allison Smith is Eureka Girls Coordinator, Girls Incorporated of the Greater Capital Region. Tell us about Eureka Girls.
So Eureka is this great program that comes from our national organization. We're partnered with the College of Nanoscale Science and Engineering, and girls apply and interview for a space in their group of 30 girls that enters each year to continue that program all the way through high school. They get two really awesome four-week summers at the Nano Campus doing hands-on STEM, that experiential learning that Mac was talking about. The summers after that, we work to get them into paid internship positions from there so that they can really start to envision themselves in these STEM fields. So that's the idea, is boosting those STEM interests amongst underserved girls in our region and help them envision themselves in a very lucrative and growing job market.
And they'll be doing math demonstrations during the science festival?
They'll be doing hands-on icosahedron activity. Yeah, so a little bit of...
Does that involve a cow's eye? What is that?
No cow's eye. We're going to use marshmallows and toothpicks. We'll keep it simple.
Okay, very good. All right. nice. You use the word underserved. How do you define that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it might be somebody... of minority status, low socioeconomic background.
Because girls in science, women in science, mm-hmm. is an issue in and of itself, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's definitely a gender gap there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the National Science Foundation includes women and underserved. So.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
I've actually written and spoken on that topic myself.
I bet you have. I mean, you're the gold standard, right? I mean, this is what you can do.
Yeah, well, this is the goal.
Okay, right. Excellent. So, Matt, give us a sense in the we have a few moments, so give us a sense of what else will be going on. You got a lot going on in
Thursday night, we're doing a history of sound, which might interest you. And one of the things we're going to do is we're going to make recordings on wax cylinders using an old Edison phonograph, and then we're going to play them back. Bill Meckley, who's the dean of music at Schenectady County Community College, and also a really good jazz trombonist, is going to record for us on wax cylinders, and we'll play it back. We'll finish that up with an exploration of how they recorded sound on movie film, and then finally we'll do a video on a movie on Steinmetz, who is sort of the Proteus of Schenectady and GE. And then Friday we have a lot of school groups coming on Friday. We're open 9 to 5, and then of course it's from 7 to 9 we'll do Professor Newberg's lecture and the star party. Saturday we're open 9 to 5, and Sunday we're just open noon to 5. Sunday we'll have robotics scrimmages by high school students.
That's cool.
We have a guy coming from the Exploratorium to do it's science, not magic. It's a great stage demonstration. We have some wildlife stage demonstrations. We have other people like the Pine Bush is coming. The Adirondack Museum is coming to do things. So we have a lot of different things. There's something there for everybody. And it's for families, it's for adults, You can take your pick, but it's a great smorgasbord of fun activities.
All good stuff. The Science Festival of the Capital Region is taking place this weekend, November 7th through the 9th. For more information, visit MySci, that's M-I-S-C-I, MySci.org/events. Just go to MySci.org, go to their events page, and you can find out more information about the Science Festival of the Capital Region taking place this weekend at MySci in Schenectady. Max Suddeth, Heidi Newberg, and Allison Smith, thank you so much for taking part in the festival and for sharing with us this morning. I greatly appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Best of luck with your work.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.